criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes. He faces 37 felony charges related to the mishandling of classified documents, according to the indictment that also alleges that he described a Pentagon plan of attack and shared a classified map related to a military operation. The indictment accuses Trump of having improperly removed scores of boxes from the White House to take them to Mar-a-Lago, many of them containing classified information. One of the people running against Trump to be the Republican candidate for president is Governor of the U.S. state of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Speaking at the Republican Party convention for the southern U.S. state of North Carolina, DeSantis said conservatives are being unfairly targeted by the left.
I think there needs to be one standard of justice in this country. Let's enforce it on everybody and make sure we all know the rules. You can't have one faction of society weaponizing the power of the state against factions that it doesn't like, and that's what we've seen.
Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson shocked Britain on Friday by quitting as a lawmaker after being told he will be sanctioned for misleading Parliament. He departed with a ferocious tirade at his political opponents and at his successor, Rishi Sunak, that could blast open tensions within the governing Conservative Party. Johnson resigned after receiving the results of an investigation by lawmakers into misleading statements he made to the Parliament about Partygate, a series of rule-breaking government parties during the COVID-19 pandemic. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. His comments Friday that Kyiv's forces suffered significant losses came just hours after a string of drone strikes again inside Russian territory. Such strikes have been exposing vulnerabilities in Russia's air defenses. This is VOA News. The suspect in a knife